USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has voted to end debate on a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill, setting the measure up for a final vote within the next day or two. Senators voted 68-29 Sunday night, with 18 Republicans joining with all Democrats to set the bill up for a final vote, which it's expected to pass. The bill would then go on to the House, where it faces a tougher road. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that she wouldn't bring the $1.2 trillion measure to the floor of the House unless the Senate also votes on a larger $3.5 trillion spending package. And the Dixie Fire burning in Northern California has become the second largest wildfire in the state's history. The fire burning in four counties has scorched more than 463,000 acres and is about 21% contained. CAL FIRE says that three firefighters have been injured while battling the blaze since it began around July 13th. No fatalities have been reported, but the fire has destroyed more than 400 structures, with another 10,000 threatened. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
It may take a few more days to get some first-class deliveries from the U.S. Post Office. Tim Berg explains.
The USPS finalized a plan to slow down some first-class deliveries starting October 1st as part of an effort to cut costs. The plan proposed by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in March will revise the existing 1 to 3 day service standards to 1 to 5 days. The Postal Service saying that 61% of the first class mail would remain at its current standard. The federal agency saying delivery standards would be slower for about 7% of periodicals. DeJoy predicting in March that the Delivering for America plan would cut about $160 billion of the projected losses over the next decade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the NTSB says three people were killed when a small plane crashed in southeastern Minnesota. The single-engine craft crashed Saturday in a vacant lot in Victoria, Minnesota, about 25 miles outside of Minneapolis. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The chief White House medical advisor says he's hopeful that the COVID vaccines will soon receive full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Speaking with NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he predicts that could happen as early as the end of this month. He added that he believes that full approval will spur more people to get vaccinated and give local entities the encouragement they need to enact vaccine mandates.
No one wants to get ahead of the FDA because they're an independent group that makes their decisions, and that's good in many respects because there will never be any concern that we're influencing them. But I hope, I don't predict, but I hope that it will be within the next few weeks. I hope it's within the month of August. If that's the case, you're going to see the empowerment of local enterprises giving mandates. That could be colleges, universities, places of business, a whole variety, and I strongly support that. The time has come is we've got to go the extra step to get people vaccinated. You want to persuade them, that's good, and I believe that some people on their own, once it gets approved as a full approval, will go ahead and get vaccinated. But for those who do not want, I believe mandates at the local level need to be done.
And Vice President Kamala Harris will speak with Mexico's president on Monday to discuss COVID-19 vaccinations. Reuters reporting the two will have a phone call after comments from President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador seemingly indicating that his country would be receiving more doses from the U.S. And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.